Hey, welcome to the Napcast, your source of geekly entertainment. My name is David.
And my name is Seth, and we're here with a new variation of a game that we played in the last season. This is a Google Autofill episode.
But it's kind of different. We're not doing like the alphabet for Google Autofill. More so, we've picked a random question, and we're just going to, you know, whatever the suggestions are, we're going to go down and answer them. But because we don't get very many suggestions doing that, we've picked a couple different questions, and all of the questions have an underlying or overlying, overarching, I don't know. They have a theme
underlying,
associated.
Underlying, overarching, it's about the same thing.
They have a theme that's stuck
they
right in the middle.
I
don't know. All right, so the theme for this, of course, is the game on Steam, Portal and Portal 2, which are, you know, some of my favorite games, to be honest, especially some of the games I've played most recently.
I love Portal. I'm just really, really bad at it.
I'm actually not that bad. I've completed both Portal and Portal 2, you know, 5 to 10 times each, if not more.
Yeah, you still amaze me with that, because I've had so much trouble with Portal 1.
Oh, Portal 1's actually, I mean, I would say it's not that bad, but at the same time, I've been practicing, not practicing, I've been playing
that's
it
fair.
A lot recently. Like, I got all the achievements, so yeah, so we're going to start things off. So we're going to go back and forth. Seth has a question, I have a question, and when we run out of options, we'll switch both to our second question. So Seth, I'll go first. My question is,
all right, shoot.
Does Wheatley blank... and Wheatley is a character in Portal 2. And just
he's voiced
be warned
by the amazing Steven Merchant.
That he is. Just be warned, there may or may not be Portal storyline spoilers ahead, because we're going to be covering everything that we can remember and know about the games, so we don't remember what is and what is not a spoiler.
Massive, massive spoiler warning for Portal 1 and Portal 2. Anyway, okay, now that we got that out of the way.
So my question is, does Wheatley die in Portal 2?
Does Wheatley die in Portal 2? You know, that's an interesting question, because although, again, spoilers, do not listen to this part if you haven't finished Portal 2.
And that's the last time we're going to mention it for this episode.
Wheatley doesn't technically die at the end of Portal 2. Yes, he is put through a portal to the moon.
And he's stuck in outer space.
And he's stuck in outer space, but he's an artificial intelligence and a robot. So it is perfectly possible for him to run out of battery at some point in the future.
But that would happen after Portal 2.
Correct.
Not during.
At the end of Portal 2, he is still alive. So no, Wheatley does not die in Portal 2.
Which is good, though technically you have a boss fight where you're trying to kill him, per se, but he's not really trying to kill him. It's a different kind of boss fight.
Part 5, booby trap the stalemate button!
Ha ha ha! That's not what he says next. Bet you didn't expect that one! I don't know. All right, your question for me.
All right, my question for you. Is GLaDOS... let's see, the first entry. Is GLaDOS Caroline?
Yes. That's a very easy question. You find this out, of course, in Portal 2 towards the very end when you're talking with Cave Johnson, who is an amazing character, but we'll get to that later. Cave Johnson is talking about how he wants to do a whole bunch of different experiments, and at the very end, you find out that he's deadly sick. And so he says that if he dies before you can figure out how to solve different problems or whatever, he wants Caroline to be put into his computer as kind of an AI.
Caroline, by the way, is his assistant.
May or may not be his wife as well. We're not actually sure. They don't really make that clear, but there is one picture that makes it look like she could be his wife.
Yeah.
She's standing behind him with her arm on his shoulder.
It's very vague.
But he says very clearly when he's very sick that he wants Caroline to be put into his computer. And you also find out, actually, I think it's in the first game on one of the PowerPoints, slides in like a side room that you can't actually access. It's talking all about Black Mesa, but then it talks about GLaDOS, and it says genetic life form and disk operating system, which is GLaDOS or GLaDOS.
What?
So you find out that GLaDOS is actually Caroline, and at the very end of Portal 2, GLaDOS, the rest of GLaDOS, deletes the part that is Caroline. Just kind of, that's what happens. But then she lets you go because, you know, you're too hard to kill. And the easiest thing to do is just to let you go at this point.
Apparently.
So, yes, GLaDOS is or was Caroline. So, yeah, that's one thing you now know. if you didn't know that, then you didn't listen to our spoiler warning.
Fair enough. All right, what do you got for me?
All right. Does Wheatley love Chell? And Chell, by the way, is your character.
You. That's you in Portal and Portal 2. That's a really bizarre question.
For sure.
I'm not sure Wheatley loves anything or actually has the intelligence to love anything now that I start to think about it.
Wheatley, by the way, is a moron. Well, he is 100% designed to be a moron.
Wheatley was created as an intelligence dampening sphere for GLaDOS, so he was designed to feed her stupid ideas constantly.
And kind of distract her from doing evil things.
Exactly, and filling rooms with neurotoxin and that sort of thing. So... I'm not sure. I think he might be attached to GLaDOS just because of what they've been through up until he gets put in charge.
Are you sure? GLaDOS? I think you mean Chell.
Yeah, sorry. Shell and Wheatley. I mean, he might be attached to her as like, hey, we're friends because of all these experiences and GLaDOS is trying to kill us and it's not fun, but here we are and we're going to go through this anyway.
That being said, he then tries to murder you because GLaDOS is calling
repeatedly.
Him a moron. And at the very end of the game, he's talking about, no, wait, I can save you. But of course, he was trying to kill you earlier. And you find out when you're down in the depths, when he's talking about he was trying to get hired for a job somewhere, but the robot that was in charge of whatever the job was chose an exact copy of himself and not Wheatley. And he put Wheatley in charge of the smelly, stinking human. I mean, the humans is how Wheatley puts it. So clearly he doesn't actually like humans, but he's trying to put on a good front.
Darn robots and their biases against humanity.
Where are
Asimov's laws when you need them?
They're actually mentioned in, I think, Portal 1.
That's right!
No, the beginning of Portal 2, actually.
Yeah!
They're mentioned at the very beginning of Portal 2 by the automated voice that happens. if the power has gone out, if there's been some emergency, the automated voice will continue testing for you, so... Yeah, so as we found out, Wheatley probably does not love Shell, but he sure pretends
not.
To. All right, what is your next question
All
for
right.
me?
All right, is GLaDOS evil?
Yes, for the entirety... Boy, I have these good questions. Yes, GLaDOS is evil for the entirety of the first game. She's pretending not to be, but she promises you cake. And then when you
and
finally get to the
end... And then she doesn't give it to you!
She tries to throw you into a fire, which, by the way, I have figured out how to skip ahead. You don't have to stay on that moving platform. You can actually, like, not glitch through the walls, but you can use portals cleverly to avoid the fire section completely.
Oh, jeez.
Because you're supposed to do it where you would jump down... into the fire, except that you have a portal in the way, so that you jump down into the portal, and if you miss the portal, you land in the fire. You can skip that part entirely, but that's beside the point. That's advanced portaling techniques that I'm still not very good at, but... Yeah, so the entirety of the first game, she's trying to kill you, and then she tries to reconcile, sort of, but she just wants you to come back because she's trying to win you over again.
Yeah.
You get to the very end, and she tries to fill the room with deadly neurotoxin.
Yay!
Surprise, surprise! And you defeat her, and then she's kind of babbling at you the whole time, being like, what are you doing? And she has no defense against you, except that you're under a time limit, and there's this little thing that tries to shoot rockets at you. That's really the only way she tries to attack
there's
you.
There's also the deadly neurotoxin.
Well,
I hear it's
true.
Great for the lungs.
Well, it's great at destroying people, I guess. I don't know. I wouldn't recommend being exposed to deadly neurotoxin, especially if it has the word deadly in it.
You could probably get away with, like, mildly life-threatening neurotoxin. Yeah. That one's probably fine.
I really like the life-energizing, really healthy neurotoxin.
That's a better neurotoxin.
It's
I
so
like
much
that
better,
one.
But it's not green, because green is always poison for some reason. We're making this
so
up.
So it should be blue neurotoxin then?
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe orange. It should be orange.
It should be a nice lavender.
Ooh, I like that.
Like I have a nice fragrance to it. We got completely sidetracked here. So getting back into it, in the entirety of Portal 1, yes, GLaDOS is evil. In Portal 2, she is, at the beginning, she is dead because you killed her in Portal 1. But then you accidentally revive her because Wheatley is an idiot and tried to turn on the lights.
Ooh.
Yeah, and in trying to turn on the lights, he accidentally turned on GLaDOS. And then GLaDOS makes you test, and then you manage to, well, switch GLaDOS and Wheatley.
Yay!
And so now you put Wheatley, the moron, in charge of the facility. So in order to get the facility back and working and so it doesn't explode, you have to team up with GLaDOS.
Ooh.
And at this point, she's not... What do you mean, boo? It's actually kind of fun to team up with GLaDOS.
I know.
She makes the best snarky remarks at Wheatley. And basically, it's the funniest thing.
Oh, to watch Wheatley and GLaDOS antagonizing each other.
They go back and forth, and it's great.
I am not a moron!
That was very simple. All you did was pull that lever. No, you didn't. You had... and he gets shocked. That was a very poor representation by me, but if you know what I'm talking about, it's one of the best parts of Wheatley and GLaDOS going back and forth.
I do remember that part. That was great.
But anyway, so while you're teaming up with GLaDOS in this part, she is actually on your side, and she makes the best comments at Wheatley. And then you put her back in charge of the facility after sending Wheatley into outer space.
Yay!
And she lets you go. So at that point,
Yay!
She's still basically good, even though she's still kind of evil. She lets you go. So for the most part, for one of these two games, she's entirely evil. For the other game, you team up with her, but it's kind of an uneasy partnership.
It's
so
very confusing.
She's technically evil, but for the first game at least... Yes, she is evil.
Fair enough.
All right, now my question for you, here's a difficult question for you. What does Wheatley say in Spanish? And I know the answer to this one.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's right when he gets it put in charge of the facility.
Yeah, there's a spot in Portal 2 where he's reveling in his new body because it's like the most powerful thing ever. And he says something in Spanish, and he's talking about, like, the user manual. You can't read the user manual because you don't speak Spanish or something to that effect.
Yep, that's literally what he says. He's talking about the user manual. The funny part was, I was watching this, like I was just playing through it and I was showing it to my girlfriend, and she knows Spanish. Like she's actually pretty good at Spanish. She can almost speak Spanish fluently.
Wow.
And she was reading that. And so when Wheatley gets to that part and he's talking about the instruction manual, Wheatley immediately says, "I don't even know what I said, but I have this power. Yeah." And she just started laughing because of what the stupidity of what he said in Spanish.
Oh, I love Wheatley.
All right. So our next question
is GLaDOS good? Which is the flip side of the question that we kind of just talked about.
So well, she's very good at antagonizing Wheatley. She's very good at what she does, except for killing you. But overall, she's not really a good... No, she's not a good as in like a morally good character, but as a like as a crafted character, as a villain, as someone like... She's very well written.
Absolutely.
In that sense, she's a great character. She's not a good, like, morally character, but she's a great character. So.
I don't know. I find trying to murder people kind of endearing, you know?
Well, that's not what I meant, but, like, written as a villain, per se, you know, like, she's an amazing villain.
Agreed.
She's also an amazing antagonist to Wheatley, which, you know, so we'll make this answer short. She's not really good, but she has some great moments.
Oh, hi. How are you holding up? Because I'm a potato.
Good. Oh, good. My slow clap processor made it into this thing. Now, that bubbling idiot up there is, you know, he's literally an idiot, and you put him in charge of the whole facility.
He's not just a regular moron.
He's designed
to be a moron. He's the product of the greatest minds of a generation, all working together to build the dumbest moron that ever lived.
And you just put him in charge of the whole facility. Good, that still works. And that's, of course, when you're falling down about 5,000 meters, so...
Yeah, honestly surprised you survived
that. Well, you have long fall boots, but... Anyway, so getting on to the next question, whose turn is it? Is it yours or mine?
It is your turn. You have a question for me.
I do have a question for you. Why does Wheatley betray you?
Well, it's kind of hinted in Portal 2 that the testing core that GLaDOS is attached to for all of the first game kind of drives you completely insane.
Unless you're smart enough to deal with it, like GLaDOS
like
actually
GLaDOS.
Is.
It also gives you this, like, itch. Addictive urge to test.
You have to test. And you get a sense of euphoria when you do test, though you build up a resistance to it. Which is strange because these are robots, but they get euphoria because Portal or Aperture Science is amazing in their personality spheres, I guess.
Yeah.
But
we'll
Portal,
go with
of
that.
Course, is resistant or Portal. GLaDOS is resistant to it, to the sense that she still has to test, but she doesn't mind like if she doesn't test or things like that.
Yeah.
Wheatley goes crazy. So, but he also goes crazy with power being put in charge of the entire facility. He starts juggling things and playing with all the wall panels and stuff like that. So that's, as far as we can tell, that's why he betrays you.
Yeah, that's
about
it.
You can really see it coming, of course, if you've ever played a game before. You can tell he's going to betray you, but you have to go through that part of the game anyway to progress.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, let's get this part over with.
Yeah, so Wheatley essentially betrays you because he was kind of forced to by the rest of the machinery that he was attached to, but also because the plot demanded it.
And also because he's a moron.
Yeah, that's
he
too.
Hates being called a moron, but yeah. All right, what's your question for me?
All right, the last question I got for you, is GLaDOS a core?
Well, that's a very difficult question to answer. I wouldn't call her a core because she is not a spherical core like all of the other cores that you see in the game are. For example, in Portal 1, you see a core that's spouting out indirect recipes for cake. You also see a core that is spouting out rage, basically. It's just really angry. You also see a core that's very, very curious. And these are little spheres that have, like, handles on them. They look a lot like Wheatley. Now, in Portal 2, of course, they're upgraded and they've got more motions and everything. But in Portal 1, they are little spheres with, like, handles that are, you know, have a distinct personality. GLaDOS does not have that. She has a completely different shape. So I would not call her personality sphere or personality core. She is definitely an AI, but at the same time, she's also Caroline, as we covered earlier, whereas Wheatley is not a person. None of the other cores are a specific person.
Yeah.
Caroline is, so I'm going to say no, she's not a personality core. She's better or worse, depending on how you look at it.
Fair enough.
All right, so now we're going to go on to our second question for the other person.
All right.
I have the question, I believe, does Cave Johnson?
All right, and I will be asking, is Cave Johnson?
So this will be a little bit shorter for me because I only have a couple questions.
All right.
But Seth has some, so Seth, I'll have you go first.
All right, so my first question for you, is Cave Johnson a real person?
It depends on how you look at it. In the game's lore, yes, he is a real person. In real life, no, he is voiced by J.K. Simmons, the same guy that was the angry newspaper editor in Spider-Man 1, 2, and 3 with Tobey Maguire.
Yep.
J.K. Simmons is an amazing actor. He can very well... He does a very good job of playing the angry, yelling guy. He also is an amazing Cave Johnson.
And a surprisingly good mentor. Just a little side note. If you watch The Legend of Korra, J.K. Simmons also plays Tenzin, who is Korra's airbending teacher slash mentor through the entire show.
He's an amazing actor and voice actor.
Absolutely.
Everybody's favorite part is, of course, where Cave Johnson is just freaking out about, you know, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. You know what? Don't make lemonade. Throw lemons back. Make life rue the day it gave you lemons. Or, you know, he goes in his whole rant, and of course GLaDOS is agreeing with him, which makes it a lot better.
That whole scene is just fantastic.
If you don't know what I'm talking about, how did you make it past the spoilers, first of all? Second of all, go look up where Cave Johnson goes on a huge rant about making combustible lemons.
Just Google Cave Johnson lemons.
It's the greatest. So my question for you, Cave Johnson is the question. So when does Cave Johnson appear in Portal 2?
Cave Johnson doesn't appear in Portal 2 until after Wheatley takes control of Aperture Sciences, because at that point, you're in an elevator with GLaDOS, and he kind of beats the elevator into the ground. And
he sends it down about 3.5 miles or 5,000 meters, yeah, whichever it is. You fall all the way down to the depths of Aperture.
Into the old Aperture Sciences Laboratory.
Not just the old. There's like three olds, and you have to work your way up through the levels, like 1960s, 1970s.
Yeah, you work your way through like three different decades.
It's actually really, really cool. But when you first land, you're down in the depths called Tartarus, just like that's what it's called.
Yeah.
And you got to work your way up through what are called enrichment spheres. And when you get down to the very bottom, that's where Cave Johnson first appears, and he's talking to astronauts and war heroes and people who are actually really cool. Like, or not, people who are actually, like, strong and fit and, like, the best of the best.
Yeah.
Like Olympians. He's talking to them. And then when you get up higher, he's talking to people just off the street because they pulled in anybody they could. And then later, he's talking to his own employees because that's all that they could get at this point.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. But the whole storyline there is cool.
Let's see. Next question I've got for you. Is Cave Johnson Shell's father?
That is an interesting question, and there are a lot of theories about this. And this is something I kind of alluded to when we talked about how GLaDOS, which is Caroline, they could almost be married. Like, we don't know that for sure.
Yeah.
But there is a picture where you see Cave Johnson sitting there, and then, like, he's sitting in a chair, and then behind him with her hands, like, on his shoulders is Caroline. So it looks like they could be, like, you know, a married couple. It almost looks that way. And at the same time, you find out later that on the take your daughter to work day, where all of the daughters or all the little kids make potato batteries.
Mm-hmm.
One of the potato battery like cards in the back, little, what are those things called? Like display billboard things?
Yeah, the science fair project display board.
There we go. Things. Whatever those are. On one of those little project cardboard, I still don't know what the term is. I can't think. Trifold display?
Yeah.
That's not it. Maybe.
That's it.
Sure. A poster. No? I'm going to call it a poster. One of the little posters behind the experiments, behind the potato plant that has actually grown into like a huge tree at this point, you see the name Chell, which is your character.
Mm.
So it makes a lot of sense to assume or to make the statement that Chell is the daughter of an employee or somebody at Aperture Science.
Who could very well be Cave Johnson.
And it's actually, the theory is that it is Cave Johnson and that GLaDOS or Caroline is the mother and somehow Chell got roped into the testing process or something, and I don't know how the entire theory works. There's more to the theory that involves the Ratman, or Doug Ratman, who's the guy that you can find his little lairs in Portal 1 and 2, like, scattered around the place, and he was a guy that survived and made his way through, and you actually find out through, I think it's a comic, that before the beginning of Portal 2, he came across, like, he saw Chell destroy GLaDOS in Portal 1.
Mm-hmm.
But then he saw her get dragged back into the facility. He felt bad that she had escaped, but not really, even though he had escaped by that point. So he worked his way back down into the facility, unplugged all the life support from everybody else, and plugged it into her chamber. Which is why in Portal 2, with Chell, everybody else is dead for who knows how many years or decades or millennia. You don't actually know at this point.
Yeah, it's implied to be a really long time.
Chell has survived ridiculously long and is the only survivor, and it's because of Doug Ratman, according to the comic.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so there's a whole theory there that Cave Johnson and Caroline are the parents of Chell, but I don't think that's actually been confirmed in the game itself.
It's not been confirmed or denied.
So, but that's my theory, so maybe. I kind of think it's cool.
Fair enough.
Here's a very difficult question that we definitely haven't already answered in talking about this.
Hit me with it.
Who does the voice of Cave Johnson in Portal 2?
That would be J.K. Simmons.
Wrong. It's the one guy that's the newspaper editor from Spider-Man 3.
J. Jonah Jameson,
who's
also played by J.K. Simmons.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
So we definitely haven't answered that one already. All right. On to the next question.
Ooh, here's an interesting one for you. Is Cave Johnson Wheatley?
No, Cave Johnson is not Wheatley.
Oh, I haven't even heard. Oh, but think of the possibilities.
No, because Cave Johnson is not an idiot. And Cave Johnson's character is too awesome and epic for his, like, you know, his genetic life form, for example. In the same way that Caroline was put into GLaDOS, I don't think Cave Johnson would have been put into Wheatley, nor would he have been happy about it if he were, because Wheatley is designed to be an idiot, and I don't think the test engineers would have purposely chosen Cave Johnson.
Unless they really hated him.
Which I don't think they did, because Cave Johnson just sounds like an awesome guy anyways.
They might have, I don't know.
It's possible.
Especially after he made them start testing through the test chambers.
Oh, that's true, but... Even so, I firmly believe that Cave Johnson is not Wheatley. And on to our final question from me.
All right.
All right. How does GLaDOS know Cave Johnson?
So we've already covered this one a little bit.
Okay.
But it's very strongly implied through Portal 2 that GLaDOS is Caroline, who was...
What do you mean strongly implied? It is a thing. It's strongly hinted at to the point that it actually is.
What?
But
yeah, so GLaDOS is Caroline, who is Cave Johnson's assistant when she wasn't a computer and a murderous AI trying to kill everybody. That's basically it.
She was his assistant. In all of the recordings, you find out he says, "Who's ready to make some science?" "I am." "Ah, that lovely voice you hear is Caroline, our assistant. She runs the place. She runs the place. She's pretty as a postcard, too. Don't worry, fellas. She's married to science." Possibly also to Cave Johnson, but that's not really been
confirmed.
We never
know that for sure. Yeah.
So I'm out of questions. Do you have any more on your list?
That was the last question I have for Cave Johnson.
All right. So now that you all know about Portal 2, well, I mean, if you made it past the spoiler warning, chances are you already knew all of this anyway.
If you have, welcome. If you haven't, why did you skip the spoiler warning?
Maybe you just don't really care about the game and we were interested to see what we had to say about it.
If so, welcome anyway.
All right, we're glad you're here anyway.
All right.
That being said, we're going to go ahead and wrap up this episode here. So, Seth, what key should we pick this time?
All right.
We did E major last time, a very happy key.
I think we've done all of the keys by this point in the Napcast. But...
I feel like there's some we haven't, but I don't know what we haven't because I haven't been paying attention.
Let's do A flat.
A flat? All right.
I don't think we've done that one yet, actually.
How about this? I'll start on the tonic and you can pick a random harmonizing note. You could even do D flat if you wanted to.
Ooh, so. Tritone.
That's not a tritone.
That's not a tritone.
It'd be the
what
fourth.
Am I saying?
It would change keys from A flat to something else, but
yeah.
Know. Ready? Goodbye.